Senator Mark Begich has secured a seat on the Veterans Affairs Committee. It's his third committee assignment after Armed Services and Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. Begich says it's a good fit since veterans make up 11% of Alaska's population. He says they face especially big challenges given Alaska's remoteness and how far away it is from major VA centers.
The distance and access to health care services, the remoteness of some of the folks in regards to getting not only just medical services, but just basic services that they're entitled to, maybe their pensions or other types of services, or families with death benefits or any of those benefits.
Begich says this assignment complements his position on the Armed Services Committee, which focuses on active military. One of the programs he hopes to advocate for is a Heroes Health Card, which would enable veterans to get reimbursed by the VA for medical care at the facility of their choice.
If you're out in a rural community and you're a veteran, instead of having, in many cases, having to be flown to Seattle for basic medical services, when those services could be available right there in your region, in your local hospital or clinic, that they would use this health card to access and not have to be flown around at great expense, but also be closer to their families.
Senator Begich, Senator Lisa Murkowski, and Congressman Don Young sent a joint letter to President Barack Obama yesterday asking him to reverse an Army decision to discontinue retirement benefits for surviving members of Alaska's Territorial Guard. About 25 Alaska Natives currently receive monthly payments from the Army based on their service guarding Alaska from the Japanese during World War II. Begich says he has spoken with Army Secretary Pete Guerin.
Secretary Guerin has told me that he is very interested in fixing this problem so these individuals do receive their retirement benefits.
The benefits are scheduled to end on February 1st. An Army official said the law granting retirement pay was misinterpreted. Ultimately, Begich says keeping the benefits in place will probably require adjusting the law.
We would rather them just work it through their system, but they, for some reason, believe that there has to be a legal new law to fix this problem. And if there's a legal problem, that just means, you know, both Lisa and I are lawmakers, so our job is to tweak the law to make sure it works for these retirees.
About 300 Territorial Guard members are still living from the original 6,600-member unit called up from 1942 to 1947 to scout patrols, build military airstrips, and perform other duties. But only a fraction had enough other military service to reach the 20-year requirement for retirement pay.